It's official. Northern Ireland is the happiest, most contented people in the UK. At least this is what the official survey suggests. Prime Minister David Cameron was asked about the research findings in the House of Commons yesterday. I was watching, this is true, I was watching Prime Minister's Questions on the iPlayer last night at 2 o'clock in the morning. It was Nigel Dodds, wasn't it? Nigel Dodds was in the House of Commons yesterday. He was standing up. He was asking a question of the Prime Minister. And here's what the Prime Minister had to say back.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that the people of Northern Ireland are the happiest of the United Kingdom. I have to say to the Honourable Gentleman that their representatives in this House don't always give that impression. Maybe I've been missing something.
Maybe I'm missing it too. This survey, 80,000 people across the UK and how they feel about their lives. The research is from the Office for National Statistics. Of the four UK regions, Northern Ireland had the highest score for life satisfaction. Also had the highest scores for people feeling happy and thinking that the things that they do in life are worthwhile. Andrea McVeigh. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
And Jim Madole, Big Jim. Morning, Jim.
What about you, Stephen? And could I say, first of all, Stephen, you're a Bengal Lancer of the highest order. I remember you standing outside the Roy Rogers Club at the stadium in your wee khaki shorts and your plimsolls, your gutties, going into the Roy Rogers show on a Saturday morning, and you're saying you don't know who Gene Autry is? What a chancer.
I've never heard of Jim Autry. Anyway, this research, what do you think? Apparently, if you listen to this programme, if you listen to Dodds is standing up reminding the Prime Minister that we're the happiest people in the UK.
Well, we are. I mean, you know what the real national anthem of this place is? You're talking about our songs and all there. The real national anthem is that one, no matter what happens to us, the real national anthem is, oh, we're not beat yet, oh, we're not beat yet. Get on with it. Never look back, never step back. And after what we came through for 37 years, no wonder we're happy people, Stephen. After that nadir of the so-called Troubles, no wonder everybody's got a spring in their step now. But it's two other things, Stephen. It's the Bible and booze, because if you look at how many people are good living over here, and good luck to them, Christian people. But, you know, their future is assured, either in this world or the next, so why wouldn't they be happy? And to go back to songs, all their wee songs, Jesus wants me for a sunbeam to shine for him each day, and if you're happy in the Lord, clap your hands. So you've got one half of the population with the Bible, and you've got the other who are from the happy clappers to the pub hoppers, people who have an old jar, go into the pub, an old sing-song, bit of fun, bit of conversation, conviviality. Why wouldn't we be happy?
But do we always show it, Andrea, or do we not like the moan and gurn here?
I think living in some sort of parallel universe. Has he been out recently? Has he been in pubs? Has he talked to people? I think what this survey shows is that we're very good to lie about lying to people who are conducting surveys. But what we say about here in Northern Ireland, every silver lining has a cloud, and that's our opinion. If there's something good going well, we're always quick to look in the dark side of life. We have a very dark outlook in life, and even our sense of humour is dark. You know, Frank Carson, everybody loved him, an absolute national treasure. One of his jokes that was said last week, you know, a fella goes to the doctor and the doctor says, well, what's the good news? And the doctor says, well, you've got 24 hours to live. He's like, oh, brilliant. Well, what's the bad news? And the doctor says, well, we should have told you yesterday. So, I mean, that's our sense of humour. You know, there's always something dark. There's always something bad going on. We love moaning and grumbling. And you only need to listen to your show to find that out. People love complaining. If anything makes us happy, it's the fact that we complain a lot that makes us happy.
Yeah, but what's the other biggest catch for all the gurners, everybody who's gurning? What's the other big catchphrase? And also, for God's sake, lighten up, will you? Lighten up. I mean...
But do you think our sense of humour is that with a jag, even our sense of humour has an underlying darkness. You know, we're the masters of the slag off. I'm only slagging you, I'm only winding you up. That's our sense of humour. It's a dark, self-deprecating sense of humour. And come on, you only need to look at the history of Northern Ireland. We hate everybody. If it's not religion or politics, then it's culture or
sexuality. We don't hate everybody, Andrea.
That we hate.
What do you mean we hate everybody? No, we don't. That's a generalisation.
It is a generalisation, but that's what we're good at. Scratch the surface.
Who do we hit?
Find that no matter what we say, the old tribal politics still come out.
Who do we hit?
And as I say, it doesn't need to be religion or politics. It can be culture. It can be sexuality. We always think that somebody's doing it wrong. They're living their lives the wrong way. They're saying the wrong thing.
But do you apply that, and this is interesting, do you apply that, and Jim, I'm interested in your view on this too, to the younger generation as well as the older generation? Do you honestly think, Andrea, the 20 and 30-year-olds hate as much in all of the different areas that some 50 and 60 year olds do?
I think a lot of them do, but really? At the minute they're buoyed up and they're youth, so they're sort of young, and that people get more conservative as they get older as well. So the older, the longer it's, you live and the yeah. older you get.
But it's an open question, Jim.
Are in your way.
And I know, Jim, we're going off on a tangent here, but when Andrea just said there about, you know, we hate people in Northern Ireland because of their sexuality or their religion, I'd love us to do a survey. I'd love the BBC actually to do a survey. On whether there is a difference now between 20-year-olds and 50-year-olds in terms of their attitudes.
Oh, there is, Stephen. I've got two sons in their 20s, and certainly compared to whenever I was being brought up in the kind of marked zones, you came from a proud area, you came from a Catholic area, whatever, that has broken down immensely in the last 20 years. I mean, there is still sectarianism among the young. There are still areas...
But is there as much...
Sorry?
Is there as much?
No, there isn't, Stephen. No, no, from my...
Well, who's doing all the rioting? You're talking about 50-year-olds and the difference between 50-year-olds and 20-year-olds. Who's doing the rioting? It's not 50- and 60-year-olds going out recreational
Andrea, how long have you been living with a hood over your head? If you look at the interfaces where there was rioting every night and the great work that's been done, you look at the peace lines where it used to be really bad between Ardoyne and the back end of the Shankill or Tigers Bay and the New Lodge Road. If you look at the difference that has been achieved there by community groups, community workers in those kind of areas, and the young people getting a chance to sit down with each other, to talk about religion, to talk about politics, if they want to. But I mean, I'd say, Stephen, if you took that survey you're talking about, you know, among, say, 18 to 22-year-olds now, the apathy about politics, the apathy about religion, in single quotes, not in terms of being a Christian or whatever, about religion as being some kind of point of conflict, I would say there'd be a huge difference. You know, it's going to take another generation, 30 years, another 30 years for the aftermath, for the wake of what has survived from the Troubles to work out through another generation, if we can get to that stage. But I mean, there's a tsunami of difference between whenever I was growing up in the streets and kids growing up in the streets now.